This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm sure we've all been thrilled to learn of the successful rescue of all 12 of the boys who were trapped in the flooded cave in Thailand. It's been a wonderful example of international cooperation and just also a reminder of the, you know, unique value of every human life. Nine News reporter Ben Avery is there. Hi, Ben.
Good morning.
How would you describe the feeling in Thailand now that these boys are all safely rescued?
Just incredible jubilation, and it started from the moment people started finding out that all 13 of the people were out of that cave. So the 12 soccer players and the 25-year-old coach. There was cheering in the streets as an ambulance drove past and went into the hospital here yesterday. There was cheering at the media conference in the media area when that happened a short time later, and we've spoken to a heap of rescuers as well who say that that they're glad that their hard work has paid off and these boys are going to be okay.
Yeah, what do we know about the condition of the boys in particular?
We know that two, and these were two of the first eight that came out, two of them had some minor lung issues, some kind of pneumonia, a mild case of pneumonia, but that's about as serious as it gets. The rest of them seem to be okay. There's no life-threatening injuries. Everyone's expected to make a full recovery. But then there's things like they're having to wear sunglasses at the moment because their eyes aren't used to the light, so that's a precautionary measure they're taking. They're being very careful with what food they eat, so they're eating really soft porridge-type food. Apparently, a few of them were given chocolate and a bit of bread yesterday at their request, but they are having to be pretty careful. All things considered, 17 days in a dark cave, but they're doing really well.
It is amazing to hear that they're doing so well. Now, I heard that an Australian doctor, Richard Harris, an anaesthetist from Adelaide, played quite a key role in the rescue. Can you tell us just a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're still waiting to hear from him himself, but what we've heard, over the course of the last few days is he was on holidays and got the call up because he's got a medical background and he's also an experienced cave diver, so it was a perfect mix. He was brought over, he went into the cave, he's met with the boys, checked them out, he's helped to teach them how to scuba dive, he's made assessments about who should come out when and, what to base those decisions on. Apparently he gave them some kind of sedative yesterday that sort of helped calm some of the boys down and make sure they didn't panic on the way out. And when we spoke to the governor, the head of the rescue operation here yesterday, I did ask him, how valuable has that Dr. Richard Harris been? And at first he said good, and then he turned around and he said, oh, he's the best, he's the very best. So it does appear that, he's been central to all of this, perhaps the key figure that has helped get all 13 of them out okay.
Well, I hope we're going to hear more from him. And, of course, we can't forget that there was, of course, a life lost. And as we celebrate the amazing fact that the boys and the coach got out, that there was actually, the Navy SEAL diver who did lose his life.
Yeah, a 38-year-old man who last Friday was just here to help. Was down in that cave and unfortunately, passed away. And his wife, I think, has done an interview in the last 24 hours or so saying that he's her hero, and I'm sure he's many people's hero at the moment. He essentially put his life on the line, paid the ultimate sacrifice to help these 13 boys get out. But at least it wasn't in vain. These 13 young lives are still with us, and that's largely thanks to people like him.
Yeah, and I'm sure the families will never forget his name too. So thank you so much, Ben, for bringing us up to speed on all this. And what a wonderful day to celebrate today. So thank you for sharing it with us. And that's Ben Avery, Nine News reporter. You can catch more of that on the Nine News simulcast at 6.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.